Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Wednesday, March 18th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
I have a lot of friends from Ireland. They're very happy that I'm getting rid of a nuclear power, a nuclear terrorist.
Iran launches missiles at Israel overnight following the killing of two key figures in Tehran, and Cork murder probe launched. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Iran has confirmed its top security official has been killed in an airstrike. Tehran had yesterday denied Ali Alarijani had been killed, displaying a handwritten note supposedly written by him as evidence he was alive. Iran launched missiles at Israel overnight, killing two people. Meanwhile, senior US counterterrorism boss Joe Kent has resigned, saying he doesn't support the conflict. Alarijani took part in a pro-Palestine rally in Tehran just 3 days ago.
The problem with Trump is that he is not intelligent enough to understand that Iranians are a mature and strong and determined nation. The more pressure he exerts, the stronger our nation's willpower will become.
US President Donald Trump has described the Iranian regime as sick, demented maniacs and promised a quick end to the war. Following his meeting with Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday, Mr. Trump says he's way ahead of schedule on Iran and the whole world should be very thankful for his intervention. He also said he is disappointed in NATO and gave a timeline of a couple of weeks for the end of the war. President Trump said he was forced to act.
Excursion to take care of nuclear weaponry in the hands of maniacs. A couple of weeks and won't be much longer. Moving along fast. We're way ahead of schedule. Did you know that, Mr. Speaker? I'm trying to save a lot of money by being ahead of schedule. We're way ahead of schedule. Nobody would have thought, somebody, a great war historian told me today, nobody would have thought you could do that much damage in that little time.
A murder investigation is underway following the death of a man in Cork City. It follows a post-mortem exam on the 31-year-old father of one who died in a stabbing incident on Monday evening. Alan Cantwell reports.
The Ukrainian national was stabbed in the Lower John Street Knapp Square area on Monday evening. He had left his home in order to get food. The man, who has lived in Ireland since he was a child, managed to make his way home to his apartment within minutes. He was visibly injured and his wife raised the alarm. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene. Efforts by paramedics to save him failed and he was pronounced dead at the scene by a local GP. A post-mortem examination was carried out at Cork University Hospital. The results have not been released for operational reasons. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to contact them. In particular, they'd like to speak to taxi drivers and motorists who were in the area at the time.
A man in his 20s is due in court this morning in connection with an alleged assault in Naas, County Kildare last Sunday. The man was charged last night to appear before Naas District Court this morning. A man in his 30s who was injured during the incident remains in Beaumont Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Gardaí are continuing to appeal to anyone who may have witnessed the incident, which happened between 2:20 and 3 a.m. on Sunday morning, to come forward. A protest will take place at Leinster House this evening against plans to build apartments on the site of the former Bessborough mother and baby home in Blackrock in Cork. Planning permission for the 140 new apartments was granted last December on the grounds where thousands of unmarried mothers and their children were homed along with unmarked graves. Labour Party Senator Laura Harman says the development should not go ahead.
There's a protest outside Leinster House against the building of apartments on Bessborough, the site of former mother and baby home. So we really want to see this stopped. I mean, we can't concrete over history. This is a sacred site. We know that over 900 babies died at Bessborough. This needs to be stopped. That's why we're having a protest at 5:30 today.
It's been confirmed Ireland will be the new European base for international arbitration aimed at resolving commercial disputes between the US and European companies. The initiative will establish an international centre for dispute resolution in Ireland, a new European, Middle Eastern and African hub for international commercial arbitration in Dublin. President and CEO of the American Arbitration Association and ICDR, Bridget McCormack, says it's a great partnership between Ireland and the US.
Often there are countries who build a homegrown, domestic, government-funded arbitration center. We love this partnership because it's a lot more than any individual country staking out its territory as a hub for arbitration. This is a true partnership that builds on a longstanding, important, successful economic partnership between two countries that are extremely close.
Plans to make it easier for startup companies and SMEs to scale up and expand across the EU will be unveiled later today. The European Commission wants to establish an optional EU-wide legal framework which companies could use to operate across the bloc. It aims to provide a single and simple set of rules that would allow companies grow across EU borders without having to deal with multiple national company law systems. Ireland's EU Commissioner Michael McGrath is heading up the establishment of the initiative, which will be known as EU Inc.
It will sit alongside the existing national company law system, but the idea is fundamentally to break down barriers, to make it easier and simpler to establish a company within the European Union, but to make Europe as a more attractive place to scale a company and reach a global level with Europe as your base.
Matt Willis says Jack Osborne helped him get sober after he was beaten up while filming in New Zealand. The busted star took part in Jack's series Adrenaline Junkie in 2008 and revealed on his podcast that he checked into rehab after the pair had a chat at a bar. Matt described Jack as the first person who really saw him. Sport now, and Arsenal can look forward to a Champions League quarterfinal against Sporting after getting past Bayer Leverkusen. They won the second leg of their last 16 tie 2-0 to progress 3-1 on aggregate. But Manchester City crashed out to Real Madrid again, going down 5-1 overall. Chelsea also failed to come back from 3 goals down as they were hammered 8-2 by holders Paris Saint-Germain across the 2 games. Newcastle's tie against Barcelona is finally balanced at 1-1 going into this evening's second leg in Spain. Liverpool will have to overturn a 1-0 deficit against Galatasaray at Anfield, and Tottenham must come back from 5-2 down against Atletico Madrid in North London. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.